This is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for A Christmas Carol, the musical. Now, I was very excited by the thought of this well-loved Christmas classic being turned into a musical. And the idea of song being added and the danger of a musical feel of I feel a song coming on was, I'm glad to say, a million miles away from the truth. Now, I've seen many shows and musicals, and they would all have to go a long way to beat this production. I was pretty much blown away. Now, Torchwood Productions may be a relatively young company in terms not only of how long they've been going, and indeed the age range of the cast, but they have so much maturity in their approach, and the cast simply oozes professionalism, presence, and charisma. Now, the energy, commitment, and truth of every single cast member kept the audience at GLive in Guildford enthralled. Joshua Sills has done a fantastic job in adapting this book and also producing a rather unique show, which has a real stamp of professionalism about it from start to finish. Now, it's always good to hear innovative and exciting new music, and conductor Patrick A. Ruffey took to the podium to conduct the live orchestra. There was much to enjoy about the overture. The score had a real Victorian feel to it and quite dark in places, but it also showed a real exuberance and a lightness to the score. Pretty reflective of Ebenezer Scrooge's own journey and transformation. Stephen Emery made a fantastic Scrooge. Though Stephen is a young guy in real life, he plays Scrooge's age, decrepitness, and physical limp to perfection, and all his grumbles, noises, and bar humbugs were truly committed to. Now, what was very impressive was the versatility of the cast, particularly in changing their entire voice and physicality when doubling up. Now, much of which was obviously down to the choreographer, James Holbrook and assistant choreographer Lucy Miller, but also to the performers themselves, of course. Whether it was movement or the dance at the Fezziwigs, everything felt very genuine and very real. Now, Joseph Houston was utterly charming as the upright citizen Fred, Scrooge's nephew who oozes forgiveness and kindness. Yet he also cut a particularly dark and foreboding figure, bound in chains, as a ghost playing Scrooge's dead partner, Joseph Marley. Now, the prose of Charles Dickens, coupled with really atmospheric lighting and sound from lighting designer John Castle and sound from Bridge Williams, made this quite a chilling sound and effects for all the audience, both children and adults alike. Now, the costume and hair throughout were perfectly realised for each character. The wigs of Ebenezer and the ghost of Christmas Present were fantastic. And indeed, for all the actors, it added to their distinctive characters. From Ebenezer's nightshirt to the crushed velvet red and green capes of the townspeople, all the costumes were authentic and suited each unique character. Daniel Hallam, who played young Scrooge, had a really quite outstanding voice and played the part of a man torn between the love of a good woman and his love of money and need to be financially successful with real command. His betrothed was played by a GSA graduate and a lady with a wonderful stage presence, Amanda K. Hootman, who played Belle with a lot of heart, and we all very much empathised with her. Now, Amanda was a very likeable actress who also doubled up as a lady of the street. Now, a number of the actors, as I say, showed their versatility by doubling up. I also enjoyed the honest and relaxed connection between Fred and his wife Clara, played by Joseph Houston and Jennifer Harity. All the actors played their parts, did a fantastic job. A playful sprite who was a real delight was Emily Froggatt as the Ghost of Christmas Past. Joyful characters were interspersed with those who struggled to find anything to be joyful about, making this play such a fascinating study of human nature. Now, as a small urchin, I'd already marked out Tim Salter as one to watch, a perfect little package of an actor. He also played Tiny Tim with such genuine sincerity. It was a joy to watch this child actor in his individual scenes, and also when he played opposite Gary Jerry as Bob Cratchit, with no affectation whatsoever. It was wonderful to see an actor who was so natural, and that goes for both of them. It was really hard to take your eyes off these two actors, as there was some excellent interplay, and I genuinely felt for the father and son relationship, which really warmed the heart, such an honest relationship in how it was conveyed. Now, all the child actors were split into red and green teams, and I was pleased to have enjoyed the red team, with some talented child actors, including Freya Tidy as Fanny Scrooge, and the Cratchit children were played with good nature and charm by Alexandra Kane and Anya Evans. Everyone, as I say, deserved a definite pat on the back. It was fantastic, and they played tremendous parts. Now, director Joshua Sills really pulled everything together to bring the best out of this wonderful cast, making this enduring classic of a tale become, for me, an enduringly memorable show. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for A Christmas Carol.
Radio.